was a different
ching. Clank.
Clank.
Clank a chink.
Clank.
Mm-mm-mm.
So we have been obsessed with ranch waters. If you have not heard of them, it's literally just like Topo Chico with tequila, lime. I add a little bit of simple syrup in it just to make it a little bit sweeter. I got that from one of the places out here that we go and get tacos from.
Well, so it's a good, like, refreshing on 110 days like today.
Mm. I didn't even take note that it was.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you hear Krista burping, it's because she's drinking carbonated water.
That's so true, though. I was on a meeting and I was like, I'm drinking kombucha right now and I should not be drinking kombucha and I'm going to be burping. I just feel it in my soul. But
so let it rip if it happens.
Absolutely not. Well, maybe on the podcast. That's yeah. Right, that's No. I'll keep my couth.
But, kay. We're back.
Back at it.
Sorry Woo-hoo. For the, 2 week hiatus.
No, I would say I'm sorry, but
we had life.
And I know everyone that listens understands for sure, because now we are in our podcast room. So it's kind of a podcast room plus creative room. So Josh's guitars are in here and all of my painting stuff and then all of our books as well. So we can just have these two chairs in here and sit and read, play guitar, paint, do whatever we want, podcast. This is where everything Peak Driven is going to stem from.
Right.
Well, this whole house, but this specific room, this is where we're going to get creative.
It's like a thinking room.
A thinking room. Yeah. That sounds really bougie in a sense. Oh, what's this room for? Oh, it's our thinking room. It's kind of I heard that someone has a actual chapel in their house.
That's awesome.
I think it's awesome too. But that's the kind of life that I want to be living.
Yeah.
Right? I want to have my own prayer room. I want to have my own creative room. I want to that's just on another level.
And who's
going to
clean all these rooms, Krista?
Me.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's kind of why we moved into a smaller house, is because I was so sick of cleaning a big house.
Yep.
And I think the world captivated us with all of this, you can get this big house. You can have all these nice things. If only you sacrifice the one thing that you absolutely love, Arizona.
Your soul.
Or two things that you absolutely love, Arizona as a whole, and then our church community.
Yep.
So you can have all of this, but you have to sacrifice these few things. And we took that, and now we know. And
yes.
I am so happy that we are in a place where we can be creative and think of all these different things and just get these creative juices flowing again. So
back to where we're truly happy and where Peak Driven all kicked off.
Yeah, we've said that before, but this house is just, it's different.
Yeah, it's been different.
Yeah.
It's a different, we've lived a lot for our young age and we've experienced a lot.
My ripe age of 34.
And, just this time around, you make that conscious effort to, I'm going to do this differently. And it's, you've had those experiences, right?
Yeah.
To know what to do, what not to do, how to react, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we've definitely made it a point to not do that same things again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And repeat the negative energy or the flaws that we've kind of possibly developed or brought with us.
Yeah.
We squashed and we're like, nope, new beginnings for sure here.
For sure. And with this house too, it's very different. The AC just kicked off. So
we're working on it. We're gonna figure all this out.
I know. We have a makeshift thing right now, but as soon as we have it all rolling, we should be good to go. But this place symbolizes so much for us because 2 years ago, we wanted to buy a house in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we got outbidded on one, and then another we were going to, but Josh's truck didn't fit in the garage.
And it was like one of those HOAs where your car had to be parked in the garage yeah. at nights, no street parking, anything like that.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, okay, so that's not going to work out. And I always had it in the back of my mind and like talk about like speaking the words to manifest or like
planting those seeds.
Yes. Planting the seeds out there. That was us 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like it has the hummingbirds on the front gates and like, it was just absolutely perfect to where we wanted to be.
And the timeline worked out. It was stressful, but...
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, it wasn't our plan, and it was God's plan. And exactly. He was like, I got you on this. And it wasn't, you know, as humans, we were stressing. We were worrying. But in his timeline, in his plan,
yeah,
everything worked out. And in the end, once you just give it up to him, mm-hmm. boom, everything fell in line. Everything worked out. It worked out beautifully. The moving truck... All that stuff, it just, you know...
Even the short-term rental we were in, and we did a couple podcasts there. Like right. It was pretty dope because we could just 2 minutes to every single bar, restaurant, like, we wanted to go to.
Yeah, we probably spent about a month's mortgage on dinners and
restaurants. Seriously.
It's a good time, though. I mean, you got to live
month
once in a while,
mortgage
right?
with the 2% or the 5% interest rate?
Don't even talk about
or
that
6%,
stuff.
I'm sorry.
So stupid.
But... The one thing that truly lit up Josh and myself.
Oh, yesterday?
Was yesterday. From our house, you know, you guys know how much we love being outdoors and specifically love mountain biking. And Josh loves it more than I do. I'm just along for the ride and I'm trying my best as we go along and trying to keep up with him. But we can... literally take our bikes and ride them out to the trailhead that we have always biked. And to have that, it feels like you're on a vacation, but specifically this place is everything and more that I like could have fathomed for not only Josh's happiness, but like a collective happiness too.
Yeah, like I think of when we did it yesterday, I was like, honey, I really think these like dirt paths and everything lead to the trailhead that we normally ride. Now, it might be...
Because about... you were scoping them out you were driving to work throughout the day.
But it's 1.3 miles of all just kind of sidewalk trails. Like
Warm up. Yeah.
To get to the trailhead, but it's kind of a fun ride. And it's like one of those things where like people Airbnb like houses in Aspen or Colorado, like Utah, because... you know, the mountain or like the ski lift is literally like one snow trail away from the house. People rent that out because it's like for those adventure types, it's like a perfect scenario. Like we moved to this house and now we have that perfect scenario where I don't even have to load the bikes into the car or the truck. It's literally yeah. like pack your gear and we just roll out the garage, mm-hmm. bring the clicker with you. Yep. And it's awesome. Like I was in heaven, like the biggest smile on my face
the
all
whole
day
time.
Yesterday. And, it's like a perfect 10-mile loop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm paying for it today because it was like the first real ride we've did. And I'm so sore. I'm like, my upper body is just like, you don't think about it, but all the bumping and jarring. Yeah. Like those trails are pretty damn
That's
hard.
Why I love them. And like, I love the challenge. I love like the climbs is a different challenge with endurance and stuff like that. And then going downhill is completely different of skill and just expertise. Of doing that, like I
and some being stupid,
what
and just like you can't overthink it, you just got to go for it. Just like
you tell me that all the time, and like I'm an overthinker, so I overanalyze everything. And I'm like, okay, if I can see Josh take the trail and I know exactly where he's going, then I can, in my mind, know exactly how to turn and how to navigate mm-hmm. this.
I'm like your trail lead, yes. like spotter kind of thing. Just follow me. I'll yeah. find the best line for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So to say we are here for a very long time, that it's very true because...
Probably going to just like, you know, blow my ashes on the mountain. That's fine. Release me.
I'm gonna go before you.
Okay. No, usually males go because women stress us out. And We die
first.
Wow. It's true. Look it up.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But, okay, that was very morbid, but that was a little update on us and with peak-driven design that is out there right now. I am loving it just because it's something different. And, like, when we talk about our gifts and stuff like that, like, I genuinely love, like, the smile on people's faces when you come in and, like, they're like, oh my goodness, like, this is design, like, blah, 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 or, like, organizational tips and stuff like that. I don't know. I just
but I think your
genuinely
angle,
love that.
And you do a great job at it, but I think your angle should be, like, balling on a budget.
Oh, it hands down is balling on a budget.
Like, yeah, we could go to Crate and Barrel or Restoration Hardware or Pottery Barn.
What did we do today?
Well, we went there just to get ideas and inspiration.
Thank you.
But then, like, you'll try to find, like, maybe, like, a knockoff piece that's, like...
They call,
like,
it dupes.
Sure.
So...
Because, let's be honest, guys, it's furniture. Like, there's no reason, unless that thing, I fly an Amish guy out and he literally whittles that piece of, like, wood in my garage, should be $4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I know.
I swear it's a status thing, and, like, these people just are, like, it's disgusting. It's, like, there's no... And at the end of the day, it's still... It's manufactured wood. It ain't real wood.
No, it's not.
And, like, for those prices, I'm like, get out of here.
Well, so we have fallen... I have fallen in love with... it's still expensive, but it's not as expensive. Is a place called Living Spaces. And, like, after I'm done going and getting my, like, itch with Crate and Barrel and Pottery Barn and, like, West Elm and, like, all these other places, I then go into Living Space and I'm like, look, there's the same exact design. It may not be the same quality, but it's something that you can pass off. And I have told people, hands down, one of my posts is on our pendant lights. They're the same exact, almost the same exact thing as what West Elm wanted of $230 a piece. And I got them for $89 a piece.
Right. And let's be honest, like, if you want to, if you,
I can tell people they are West Elm.
Sure. But you don't need to lie.
No, I don't. I go, look, I think most girls do that though. Like,
oh yeah, of course.
Like, I love your shoes. Oh my gosh. I got them for $5 at, like, TJ Maxx or something. Like, I, at least I do that.
There's also some people too.
I hope some
that,
other people,
you know,
are out there that way too.
But let's be honest, like, fashion, home decor, car styles, things change, things evolve. Like, if you want to be in the now and kind of hip and, you know, be relevant with your styles and stuff, you know, it's totally fine to kind of ball on a budget with this kind of, like, find these dupes and things, because say 5 to 10 years, you're changing things out, your style has changed, you want to kind of get the next new thing, you're not going to feel as bad when it was $300 for this end table as opposed to $1,200 for the end table.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I want to know the depreciating value of these things. If you try to sell these things secondhand, like on a yard sale or say a,
oh, they depreciate.
Right.
Depending on the styles and if they have, like, what season it was and, like, how far, like, long ago.
No one's paying full price for secondhand stuff.
Some people do.
Oh, good.
I know. But you can also find different accounts on Instagram and stuff like that that have outlets of all these places. So, like, Open Box.
Yep.
Excuse me. Where it could be, like, 20, 30, 40, 50% off of these Open Box items. Where you don't have to spend that, like, price. True. Like, I know a couple people, our friends, they got their Restoration Hardware table from an outlet. It has, like, a scratch on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. If you like that brand, then go to an outlet. Yeah. You do not have to succumb to the flesh and the human nature of all of these, like, materialistic things.
Or just big corporates MSRP pricing for no reason.
But what I was going to say is you're not going to feel bad refurbishing. I'm pointing to a TV stand. You're not going to feel bad refurbishing a TV stand that cost you $200.
No, not at all.
You would feel bad if you did it to, like, a $2,000 table, right?
Right.
So.
And there's a whole nother thing too, like on HGTV and DIY and all that kind of stuff, of like these people that go to yard sales, like, or flea markets, and they find those things
I love that.
And they make it look high end once they're done. Mm-hmm. And it maybe cost them $200 all said and done between mm-hmm. the paint or the stain and the new handle hardware and the actual initial purchase of $50 for the dresser or something.
I love that stuff because there's so much power. It got a little fuzzy there for a second.
It's fine.
Oh, no.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Keep working.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. So there's like so much joy in that, in coming from, I'm going to take this table I got for $5 at the flea market. It's ugly. No one wants it. And I'm going to make it brand new as to what my style is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. If you want a bright pink table in your dining room with like black leather chairs, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's stopping you? Like, it's your house. You have to like the things that are in it.
You can almost take that whole concept of like seeing the, you know, what do they say? Seeing the diamond in the rough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you look at this neglected, dilapidated piece of furniture that basically it's someone else's trash.
Our last house in Phoenix.
Right. It's now your treasure. But like, you know, think of yourself that way too.
Yeah.
Right? Some people may think like, no one would ever love me. I could never find a relationship. Like, how could I ever be successful? I'm this, and this.
I don't have any gifts to give to the world.
Right.
That's a lie.
Like, everybody does. You just need to find them. And like, we are all here for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I'm still trying to figure out mine, to be honest with you. But, you know, we are all special.
Yeah.
In God's eyes. Mm-hmm. Right. And we just need to find what brings us that fulfillment.
Yep.
And we need to think of ourselves like that refurbished table. You know, right now we could be missing a leg or missing a handle or beat up, right?
Yeah.
But with a little paint, little TLC, some new hardware, some, you know.
Hardware goes a long way. I'm just going to put that. Go ahead. Finish your statement. I'm done talking.
But like maybe a little reconstruction on the inside. This helps sturdy it up, or you need to replace a couple hinges.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Put some soft close on those drawers.
Right. But you could think of your life like that too. And
mm-hmm.
you just need a little work, you know, and you can turn out to be something beautiful.
Yeah. I love that.
Something that, you know, someone would treasure.
And I said to you on the way home from church too, like, I'm guilty of it as well. I said to Josh, I was like, I feel like I don't have any gifts. What are my gifts, Josh? And he goes, you mean those funny things you send in text messages?
No, gifts.
Yeah.
G-I-F-T-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But you said that.
It sounds exact same, especially with our stupid Pennsylvania accent.
Gifts.
Yeah. Right?
But I asked Josh, I'm like, what are my gifts? Like, I don't even know. And sometimes
with people.
And sometimes it takes an outsider's perspective to tell you, like, this is what you're really good at.
Annoying the hell out of me.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
The amount of boxes that you have to break down. I'm really good at breaking down boxes.
Yeah.
So I genuinely had to ask him because like I didn't know, and like it really does take an outsider's perspective to understand what you are good at. Like, you may know, but like until your significant other or someone that's really close to you, if you ask them that, they're gonna give you a truthful answer. And if they don't, then find new friends. I think Pitbull said that. I have a couple notes here. Do you want me to go through some of them?
Yeah.
Cool. So we did the first two, but seek the talent in others that inspires you to find your gifts. Gifts.
So seek the talent in others?
Yeah. Okay. So if someone else who has made it, quote unquote, in my perspective, in building an online fitness business. Okay. I'm going to ask for their advice with things. Am I not? Not someone that's below me, not someone that's at my level. I want to ask someone else so I can reach that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm going at.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one. Let me go. Something that I specifically do is write down your thoughts daily.
Ooh. Like,
because sometimes when you're writing down your thoughts and everything, you can uncover such a huge, monumental, ginormous amount of details of what you should be doing in your life and what your God's, what your purpose is on earth, what God intended you to do. Sometimes it comes out in things that we don't necessarily know or think of. And it could be something like my circumstances. I need to be helping people that have been going through grief and loss, whether it is family members, spouse, like losing a child, like miscarriages. That is what I need to be doing and inspiring and lifting those people up so they can heal, so they can become not new, just whole again.
Mm-hmm. Renewed.
Renewed. I like that. Yep. I like that a lot.
I also, with that whole theory too, is you might want to read back through because you might see something that's recurring, that's always on your mind, that's always a thought, that's always something that is popping up, and maybe it's that dream or it's that little seed that keeps reoccurring, and you don't notice it until you're like, wow, for the past month, I've had the same idea, the same dream five, six times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's that little voice inside of you subconsciously going, chase this, do this, you know?
No, I completely agree with you. And that's honestly one of these, as well as like review some of these like resonating themes, because they can like show up in so many different ways. And that's really like, for me, that's how I found what I wanted to do.
And then maybe if you start seeing that recurring theme, it stays on the forefront of your mind.
Ooh.
You start thinking about it more. You start contemplating what your next steps are going to be, how you're going to get engaged with it. What are you going to do to launch this thing?
Yeah.
And then you start to like, you know, maybe put the business plan into place, or you start to manifest, you start to dream about me launching it, doing it, maybe becoming successful. Where am I going to put my office at?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get new clients, or, you know, how am I going to get patrons to come into the business?
Yeah.
You know, and then before you know it, it's all you're thinking about, and you're going to start doing it.
Yeah. And the last point of this is, do you remember taking this, by the way? So they have all of these like different personality tests out there. I've done them a lot, and like, it's so funny, like corporate stuff, there's like, you're more D than you are like I or C and stuff like that. What's M? Is it M? I think it's DIMAC or something like that.
I'm not sure about that one, but
okay.
We had something similar with my last job.
But like dominant, or like you are more of a leader than an innovator, and like all of these different type of things. So they have all these personality tests out there. But I think the most influential one that we have taken for me is something called giftstest.com, which is your spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And those who know, we are on fire for the Lord. So we took this, and it gives you different like top five spiritual gifts. And mine, I know what yours was, but mine was, I can't say this word, exhortation. Is that right? Right? That's right. I'm asking Josh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Divine strength, or ability to strengthen, comfort, and urge others to action through written or spoken word and biblical truth. And I took that as, cool, I need to make sure women feel empowered to, I know what yours was, so you don't have to look it up.
Mm-hmm. What?
But I took that as, one, in peak fitness, I can empower women to love themselves through the journey. You do not have to shrink yourself whatsoever, and you can own who you are in every journey aspect of your life. And then I take it into grief and loss and really believe that is it.
What was mine? Because I can't find it.
Yours was shepherd.
Yeah.
Strength or ability to care for personal needs of others by nurturing and mending life's issues. But then you also had,
it was like
carpentry.
No, like,
hold on. Administration, craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship.
Uh-huh. His was craftsmanship. The ability of craftsmanship is the divine strength or ability to plan, build, and work with your hands in construction environments to accomplish multiple ministry applications.
Hmm.
It's probably why
we should go on that.
I know. So we need the listeners to decide for us if we're going to go on a missions trip to Nicaragua.
And they build homes.
Yeah.
For, you know, I think it's like, you know, the just simple huts kind of thing.
They literally cost, I think, was it 250 or 300?
Yeah. A house.
A house, guys.
And like it's remarkable because these people live in like stick mud huts.
Yeah.
And at least give them some plywood, some shingles, and a roof. Yep. Like, to them, that's living. Like, mm-hmm. An upgrade. And
what would I do there, though? You would build the houses. What would I do?
Be with the people and be with the kids and just play with them, teach them. Like,
dance with them.
There you go. Bring your speaker.
Heck yeah.
Download some songs. And, like, those little kids would love.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Or you could learn their native, have their native songs, and you could like do a dance routine to like their native songs.
I would love that.
And like you could record, it could be like a whole new thing.
Oh,
it could
my
be
goodness.
Like Nicaragua Zumba infusion. Boom.
I dig that. I dig,
you know,
that.
And like bring in, like, I'm sure they're dancers.
This is why we're in the creative room.
You could like get some moves from them.
Oh.
And infuse it into yours.
I love that. How did you finish that so quickly?
Well, dang good. I'll tell you that much.
I know, but the seltzer's hard to drink. I can't do it.
That's easy. But the whole shepherd thing for me, that's annoying.
Why the what did I do? Sorry.
Blew out the damn microphone.
I did.
You child.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to blow into the... the bottle.
Make your ship noises when we're off air, okay?
Okay. Toot toot. Oh man.
But cool. Any hooser.
That was the whole premise of that, because I think a lot of people are lost in what their gifts are, what they should be doing on this earth, and how they can influence other people.
And to this point, what I've learned is no one's one gift is more important or less important than another's.
Oh, yes.
And so if you feel like your gift is insignificant and like, oh, I'm only good at this, or maybe, you know, like, does a teacher stack up to a billionaire, like, that gives millions of dollars to charity or whatever? It all comes down to God only cares about where your heart is at,
mm-hmm.
and how you are helping others.
Yes.
Right? That billionaire may be giving money, but it's not out of the goodness of his heart. It's just a tax write-off, and he mm-hmm. does not care.
Yeah.
But you're doing it out of pure passion, pure love,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you're insignificant because of it.
Oh, yeah.
But really, at the end of the day, you're the more important one. So I just want to put that out there, too, because sometimes when we go down this whole list of gifts or what are you good at, somebody may be, you know, I don't know, like called to do something greater, or they're in a position to do so.
Yeah.
But don't let that discourage you.
Yeah.
And not follow what you're good at or what you're being called to do.
I love it.
Because we all have different paths and we shouldn't compare, right? That's the death of all joy.
Thy neighbor.
Right. But, you know, that's the death of all joy is comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I'm starting to really learn that, you know, I'm only in this life for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And to help others. And.
And this guy.
Mickey.
A little sleeping on the ground over here.
But if I constantly every day compare, because especially, let's be honest, like in Scottsdale and stuff like that, like it's easy to compare and be like, oh, I don't have that McLaren. I'm not wearing them Gucci shoes. You know, I'm not getting that top bottle service at the steakhouse.
You know what? I am proud of my $25 Amazon shoes that look like Balenciaga shoes.
That's right. I'm glad for my paid off car.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, it's all worldly treasures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree.
So
this week, what is one thing you are going to do to live out your gifts, passions?
So, me being a shepherd.
Yeah.
Right. I want to help people. Well, in my new position, just being a manager in general.
Yeah.
You're supposed to manage people, be there for their problems, mm-hmm. be there to be the leader.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm going to continue to do that, but maybe in a different light, like more of a passionate heart kind of thing. Because there's been, past week, I've been getting really frustrated with certain individuals, but I think what I need to just do is give them a little extra love, a little extra time. And maybe I'm just expecting too much because I haven't been there to instruct and lead like I should.
Yeah. For me? Yeah. So for me, I'm going to
see what I put up with you.
Do the exact same thing, but in my work environment. I tend to like have all of this love for everyone that is a client of mine and like everyone that I come into contact, but sometimes it doesn't bleed into my work environment. Like, yes, very loving, like want to help other people, but sometimes I don't let it, I keep them very separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminding myself, like, why do I need to keep it separate? Like I can bring that into my work environment.
Do you turn into like a corporate robot?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, because I get so in the flow of things and like, I just become this corporate robot and I don't mean to.
Right.
But I find myself, you know, saying like corporate terms, like after work and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Let's just not do that. That's not me.
No, when you start throwing around a whole bunch of acronyms, I'm like, honey, shut up. Shut your mouth.
He does. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, turn that off.
Turn your brain off right now.
Give me Krista.
But I want everyone that is listening as well to think of that. I'm going to start having like questions after the fact of think of something that you're going to do this week that could be your gift and spread that passion and light into this world.
I love it.
Okay.
Love it. And you know where to follow us. Krista doesn't have to go through her whole spiel.
No, www.beakdrivenllc.com. Krista Fisher on Instaham.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool.
And then
buy my merch. I found the merch.
You found it?
I found the shipping boxes too. So cool. It won't take me like 4 weeks to freaking ship out a shirt.
Unbelievable.
I know. Thankfully, she's my BFF, so.
I mean, if she had to leave a review on Yelp, you would have failed.
It would be terrible.
If I could give 0 stars, I could. Or negative stars, I could.
It took a century to get to me. Just like the scam that I was going to buy. I was going to buy this like $45 like Hutch thing that was like beautiful. And I was reading the comments like, it takes 6 months to get. And I'm like, oh, I'm out.
I said for $45, it's worth a shot. If you get it, if you forget about it, and then all of a sudden this Hutch shows up, you're like, huh?
What? I may, if I like start doing like design for other people, like I'm going to need some extra stuff.
Right.
So, but who knows, maybe I'll find it again and I'll buy that $45 hutch. I have no idea.
It's worth it.
But we do have extra merch. It's hung up. It is steamed. I did steam it. I know. I have the boxes. I have our stickers. I have all the thank you notes. Everything.
You might even get a little Mickey hair with it.
Yeah. Always on the packaging tape, just look for the Mickey hair. All right. Oh, man. If you want to share this, that's how we grow. That's how you spread the love on Instagram, or someone that needs to hear this. That's truly the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Otherwise, we're going to have to start doing ads and, you know, Manscaped. You're going to hear Krista talking about shaving her balls.
I don't think it'll be about that, but...
You never heard the Manscaped ads?
I know, but we will not be doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I use Manscaped. It works great.
All right, guys. Well, on that note, we'll see you next time. Go ahead and be the light, y'all. All right, love you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.